the lane and very quickly just kind of fired it to her left. A good looking shot.
Tonight it's a Buffalo County battle in Amherst as the Broncos welcome in the Shelton Bulldogs. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
The ball gets through Techmeyer's hands. It's stolen away by Roush. He's going to the other end. Anderson thinks he's going to block it, so he leaves it off for Luke Bland, who scores. Nice, unselfish play there by the Shelton Bulldogs. Give the assist to Mitch Roush.
Shelton is hoping to bounce back after a non-conference loss to Ravenna by traveling to another non-conference foe in Amherst. It's the Bulldogs and the Broncos coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Guy.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Amherst for what should be a great doubleheader for you here on the ESPN Superstation, as it's Amherst playing host to Shelton. The Bulldogs come in on both the boys and girls sides, having very, very good season in football. Shelton had one of their best seasons in quite some time. Well, it's transferred over here to basketball. Their only two losses on the year came to Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, and to Ravenna, who has run the table against everybody. And so for Shelton, they come in with a record of 10-2 on the boys' side. Amherst is an even 6-6. And on the girls' side, this should be a tremendous matchup. Shelton at 12-1 on the season. Their only loss of the year came last Thursday when they lost to Ravenna. And that one was a tight ball game, 58-53. And for Amherst, their only three losses have come early in the season when Shelby Hammond was hurt and did not play against Loomis and Kennesaw. And then they played a pretty good team in North Platte, St. Pat's. And again, Hammond was not 100% in that game as well. So since she's come back, they are undefeated. And again, when she was out, some of the younger players for Amherst kind of had to pick up the slack a little bit, and that may have made them a better team. Amherst comes in with a record of 8-3. Shelton is 12-1 on the year in girls basketball, so this one should be a dandy when we tip off the girls game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for both the Broncos and the Bulldogs. We'll do that as we continue with a New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our new Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at proteamdesign.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Let's give you our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. For Shelton, they, as we mentioned, come in with a very impressive record. They come in at 12-1 on the season, and their starters look like this. Tracy Meyer is a 5'8 senior. She'll start with Maggie Urbanek. She is 5'8, also a senior. Kaylin Brannigan, 5'7 and a junior. Emma Urbanek, 5'8 senior. And Lindsay Hahn is 5'11 and a senior. The head coach for the Lady Bulldogs is Randy Schultz. Now for the Amherst Lady Broncos, as we mentioned, come in at 8-3. Their starters look like this. Shelby Hammond, she's 6 foot tall and a senior. Also Keena Leach, 5 foot tall junior. Katie Klingelhofer, 5'9 and a junior. Jessica Fernandez, 5'8 and a junior. And Crystal Fernandez, 5'7 and a senior. And the head coach is Nikki Edcout. Again, your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions for products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. Let's try a little bit to compare some lineups or some matchups that we've had for these two teams. They don't have a lot of common opponents between the two of them, but both of them have played Kennesaw. Shelton did beat Kennesaw by a final of 41-30. That was really the same weekend that Amherst lost to Kennesaw 39-18. But remember, that was one of those games that Hammond did not play. So that one is a little bit dicey in terms of being able to make that comparison. The only other, and then there's really no other teams you can compare just yet. Some, they will have more mutual opponents coming up here in just a little bit. So we anticipate a great matchup, especially on the girls' side. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, helping you with your financial future, is what they do. Cornerstone Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all area of banking. See the Cornerstone Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, your primary source for financial services, providing unmatched customer service. Member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Amherst as the Broncos have already broken the huddle. Going out there to do the tip for them will be Jessica Fernandez. And for Shelton, heading out to the jump circle will be Lindsey Hahn. And we're just about ready to get things underway here. And the opening tip is in the air, controlled by Shelton. So the Lady Bulldogs will bring the ball in the offensive zone to get things started. And Shelton appears to be going man-to-man here. As they kick it off on the right wing, not much going on there. So Hahn has it. We'll work it back around the perimeter. They'll give it on the left elbow to Urbanek. Urbanek gives it out. Jumper here by Urbanek, and she hits it. Emma Urbanek, the first 2 points of the ball game here for Shelton. So the Broncos will bring it into that offensive zone. They'll kick it left side for Fernandez, and Fernandez took a little extra step with it. And so to start things off here for Amherst, it is going to be a turnover. And again, Shelton will face a little bit of pressure here, but dribbling through it with no problem is going to be Stacy Meyer. Meyer kicks it in the corner. That's Urbanek. Long three, no good. Rebounded out of there by Emma. And Emma will kick it back out. Another three here by Meyer. Another offensive rebound, and again, they'll reset the offense. So Shelton getting a lot of looks at the basket here in the early stages. And they get it out to the elbow to Hahn. And Hahn will help work it back around the perimeter. Right wing with the basketball, Emma Urbanek, and she puts up another quick jumper. And again, she's got four in the game and a 4-0 lead here for Shelton in the early stages. On the left side, Fernandez. Nice pass inside for Shelby Hammond, and Hammond has her first 2 points of the night. And that'll race the zero on the Amherst side of the scoreboard. Minute and a half into the game, Meyer will kick the ball right back out here for Brannigan. And around we go on the perimeter. And open on that far side, but putting up an air ball is going to be Meyer. And another rebound, kick out top of the key, long jumper by Hahn. That one won't fall, and the possession is ended by Crystal Fernandez. Fernandez, being double-teamed, dribbled, might have even got away with a carry on that, but she's able to get the ball out to Katie Klingelhofer. So Klingelhofer will bring it in the offensive zone. Pass on the inside intended for Hammond is tipped away, so that'll be another Amherst turnover as Shelton comes away with it. And they'll slowly bring in the offensive zone, and an unforced error there. Meyer just kind of a little sloppy with her jump stop there, and turn the ball over for Shelton. A little bit of an unforced error 2 minutes into the ball game. 4-2, Shelton with the early lead. Between the circles, Katie Klingelhofer tries to enter it inside for Hammond. It goes off the defender's hands and out of bounds. Stacy Meyer was there, and really Amherst fortunate that they still get inbound the basketball here. They'll toss it in for Jessica Fernandez. Nice little hesitation dribble, bounce pass on the inside, and there is nobody there. Stacy Meyer didn't have a white jersey around her, and she comes up with a loose ball. She'll kick it out now, and on the three-point attempt, it hits the iron and goes out. Kaylin Brannigan trying to three, and she hit the iron, and it went over the top of the glass and out of bounds. So Klingelhofer will help bring in the offensive zone, gives it for Fernandez. She'll kick on the right side here for Klingelhofer. Enter it on that left wing, and now kick back out for Klingelhofer. She puts up a long two. It's up and good, and we are tied at four. Nice ball movement there and a good open jumper for Katie Klingelhofer, and that will tie things up here in the early stages of the first quarter. Brannigan kicks into the left corner for Urbanek. Urbanek back out here for Hahn, and they'll get it on the baseline now. Jumper up and no good for Urbanek, and it's rebounded out of there by Fernandez. Fernandez long pass up ahead for Leach, and Leach, they're going to say, took a little extra step with it in traffic there, and that'll be the fourth turnover on Amherst. So Shelton facing some pressure. Long pass up ahead. Now they've got numbers. Urbanek, extra pass. Good defense in there by Crystal Fernandez. Stepping in the passing lane and coming up with it. Now the long outlet. Leach gets it inside for Hammond. Hammond missed the shot, and now it's going to be tied up on the rebound. And we'll move the possession arrow. Opening tip was controlled by Shelton, so the basketball now is going to belong to Amherst. They've rattled off four straight points. They get it in for Leach. Leach will enter inside for Hammond. She goes up strong and hard. It is no good. Rebound tipped around. Finally picking it up is going to be Fernandez. Fernandez kicks it out. Open jumper for Klingelhofer. It will not fall. A little scrum for the basketball, and coming up with it is going to be Urbanek. So Shelton has possession here, and we are tied at four. Calling out the play is going to be Meyer as she gets in the offensive zone. Pass on the inside, tipped away from Urbanek, and last to touch it was Amherst. Hammond was there defensively. Fernandez also there for the Lady Broncos. Meyer will throw it in on the baseline. Bounce pass into the lane. Hahn open from 6 feet away. They somehow just lost track of her, and she'll give Shelton the lead. Shelton has never trailed here, and now Amherst, a little pass, and that will be another turnover here on Klingelhofer. She was trying to adjust her feet as she was throwing the ball in. Trying to get it up court, and now Stacy Meyer will get the inbounds from her teammate, Maggie Urbanek. Checking in is Mackenzie Bergstrom for Amherst, and they'll get the ball top of the circle here for Hahn. Hahn enters it in. Strong drive by Urbanek. It will not fall. Klingelhofer pulls down the rebound. Good defense there by Hammond. And Klingelhofer brings in the offensive zone. Pass on the baseline. A little ball fake here by Hernandez. Hernandez high off glass. That's a pretty drive. And 2 points here for Amherst to tie things up at six. 3:40 to go here. First quarter. Brannigan gave it away. Now gets it back. She'll shoot a long deuce in the left wing. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath. And nobody checked off Lindsey Hahn, who now has 4 points in the ballgame. And quickly in the offensive zone is going to be Klingelhofer, and they'll reset the offense as Klingelhofer gets it back between the circles. She uses up her dribble, gives it for Leach, and Leach will give it off right side again for Klingelhofer. Long skip pass in the corner for Fernandez. Jessica Fernandez, the open shooter, hits another shot, and we are tied at eight. Both these two teams can shoot the ball pretty well, and a little rag in the first minute or so in terms of taking care of the ball, but now they're starting to open things up here. Urbanek on that left side, long jumper, no good. Coming out with the rebound is Amherst. Klingelhofer's on the dribble. Pass is tipped, but it's picked up by Fernandez, and Fernandez has her foot on the sideline when she tracked it down. In for Shelton is going to be Mariah Henninger. And so Shelton will face a little bit of pressure. Also coming in is Christina Roggi, and Roggi walked with it. Facing the pressure, she just couldn't handle it as well as she wanted to, and Shelton turns the ball over. Unofficially, 5 turnovers on Amherst, 3 on Shelton here in the early stages. And Leach will kick it off right side for Klingelhofer. Skips it in the corner. That's up high, and Mackenzie Bergstrom can't come up with it. That'll be another turnover. Sidney Tobenheim checking in here for Amherst. So both Nicky Eck out for Amherst and Randy Schultz for Shelton have gone fairly deep into their benches here in the only stages. Meyer, pass up ahead, and it's out of bounds. Who's the last to touch it? There defensively was Bergstrom. She knocked the ball loose. It bounced, and then Henniger picked it up, and she dribbled it on the sideline. So it was knocked out of bounds by Amherst. Nearly a turnover. On the inbounds, Meyer has it. She'll kick right wing for Urbanek. Urbanek gets a little screen, lobs it back inside, and she can't handle it. It's stolen away by Fernandez. And Jessica Fernandez in the offensive zone now kicks on the right side for Leach to the elbow for Hammond. And Hammond, long pass, and it's tracked down. Good hustle here by Leach. And Leach throws the ball back. It's a turnover. On the run is Rogge. Rogge's going to lay it up. It is blocked by Hammond, but the offensive rebound and then the layup by Lindsey Hahn. So Hahn lays it up and in after Hammond comes up with her first block of the evening. Entry pass inside for Hammond. She is triple team. She'll step through it, kick it left wing for Fernandez. Fernandez gives it on the baseline for Tobenheim. Tobenheim jumper no good. Rebound by Urbanek for Shelton, and Shelton slowly brings in the offensive zone. They have not trailed in the game, but their biggest lead has been four. Entry pass on the inside, stolen away. Jessica Fernandez comes up with it, and Fernandez will now get it back on the right sideline. She'll enter it for Hammond. Hammond's going to drive. Hammond's going to be hit on the arm, and her shot won't fall, but she will go line and shoot two. She did a nice job of driving in, coming around the defender, and going up strong to the basket to get herself a trip to the line. Stacy Meyer whistled for her first foul, team's first foul, first foul of the game with a minute 31 to go here. Hammond's free throw is up and good. She's got three in the game. And Klingelhofer will come in here for Leach. Second free throw by Hammond on the way. Hits the side of the iron and no good. Tracking it down in the corner is going to be Emma Urbanek, her fourth rebound of the game. She'll bring in the offensive zone herself. She's directing traffic a little bit, and she'll enter it to the free throw line. Pass is tipped. Fernandez comes up with a loose ball. Six turnovers on both teams. Hammond has it near the baseline. Still has a dribble. Tries to lob it down low. It's off the hands of Klingelhofer and out of bounds. Brannigan and Hahn checking back in here for Shelton with a minute 10 to go. High school basketball here on KXPN 1460 in Amherst and Kearney. Kick on the left wing. Rogge has it. Gets it in the lane. Hahn, jumper, good. She's got eight in the game as she hit that one from about 10 feet away. Pass to Hammond. Hammond outside the lane. Long jumper, no good. And the rebound by Henniger. And then Henniger is hit on the arm. That'll be the first team foul against Amherst. Again, there just has not been a lot of contact. The officials haven't blown the whistle a whole lot, but there hasn't been a whole lot to blow the whistles at. Klingelhofer, her first foul. Team's first, as we mentioned. Meyer will get the inbounds. Pass up ahead. And on the run here is going to be Brannigan. Brannigan, nice pass inside. And Hahn now has 10 points in the quarter. She has 10 of the 14 points here for Shelton. They have a five-point lead. This is their largest lead of the game. Klingelhofer will get it on the elbow. There's Fernandez. She'll fire a three. No good. She was open for the three, but it wouldn't fall. And Meyer pulls down the rebound here for Shelton. Shelton's done a great job of rebounding. Now at the elbow, Hahn has it. Hahn hits another. Holy cow, she's got 12 points for Shelton. She's been a one-woman wrecking crew. Hammond on that left side still has a dribble, takes on the baseline, puts up a covered shot at the buzzer, and that will do it. The first quarter is in the books, and Shelton riding the hot hand of Lindsey Hahn with a 16-9 lead as we head to the second quarter back after this.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over Central Nebraska. They're a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
Well, Seth Link of the Hub is correcting me, and I'm going to go with his correction because he's usually very, very accurate. But he has Lindsey Hahn with 8 points here in the first half. Urbanic has 6, and Maggie Urbanic with 2. So Emma and Maggie combined for 8. Lindsey Hahn with the other 8 here. Pass for Hahn. Her 3-pointer, no good. Meyer pulls down the rebound. It is tipped out now for Maggie Urbanic. Her 3 won't fall, and finally pulling down the rebound is Colby Klingelhofer, who starts the second half here. Long pass up ahead. Hammond is going to go in the lane. Ball knocked loose. It's on the ground. Meyer comes up with it. We're going to give Meyer credit for the block. Long outlet pass up ahead here for Maggie Urbanic. Maggie gives it for Meyer, and it's going to be a held ball. So we'll move the possession arrow to start the quarter, and 34 seconds into the quarter, we'll move it again here. And again, Amherst at one time was tied at 6, but since then it's been a 10-3 run here for Shelton. Pass on the baseline. They're looking inside, and they'll swing it back around. They'll get it off for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer, long 3. It's no good. Shelton trying to save it. They do, and they come up with a loose ball. It's Urbanic on the run. Urbanic facing a pretty good amount of pressure, gives it for Brannigan. Brannigan. Yeah, she wasn't ready for that pressure coming out after her, and she turned the ball over. 7 turnovers on Shelton, 7 against Amherst, 7:01 to go in quarter number 2. And Klingelhofer with a little token pressure, long pass up to Leach. She'll kick it off here left side for Colby Klingelhofer. Colby will throw it in the corner for Crystal Fernandez. Back to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer looking for Leach. Leach right at midcourt. Has her dribble, throws it in the lane. That's a long pass. It's knocked loose, but Fernandez, Crystal Fernandez, comes up with it. Gives it for Leach. Leach, top of the key, long jumper, no good. And it is out of bounds. Jessica Fernandez going to come in here for Colby Klingelhofer. 7-point lead for Shelton. They lead it 16-9. Lob pass for Brannigan. She'll work it up ahead for Maggie Urbanic. Maggie Urbanic, long floater, no good. Meyer comes up with a loose ball. She kicks out for Emma Urbanic. Her 3 won't fall, and rebounded by number 3, Shelby Hammond. And Hammond will get the ball up here for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer double-teamed on the right side. Now we'll throw it top of the circle for Leach. Leach well behind the arc, and she'll pass it left side off the hands of Jessica Fernandez, and that'll be another turnover. Sydney Tomenheim going to come in here for Leach. At halftime, we're going to talk with Shelton head boys basketball coach Matt Walter. Talk with Coach Walter about basketball, not about how his team annihilated mine in the fantasy football finals. Still a little bitter. I am. I'm still a little bitter. Maggie Urbanic will work the ball on the inside, driving up Lindsey Hahn. Hahn, nice little floater. It will not fall. A little battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kaylin Brannigan, and so Amherst will inbound the basketball. Klingelhofer with just a little bit of token pressure, passes over for Fernandez. Fernandez left wing for Fernandez. Fernandez finds a cutter, shot no good, but Hammond's there for the rebound. Hammond's shot will not fall, and the battle won by Hahn for the rebound, her 3rd rebound of the game. And again, Amherst just kind of stuck in single digits here. They were scoring at a pretty good clip there for a little while, and now they're stuck. Pass on the inside, knocked loose by Hammond. Actually, we'll call that a block shot, and she'll work the ball up ahead. Long jumper, no good. And again, another one and done here for Amherst. They can't seem to pull down a rebound as Meyer comes out with it, her 4th of the game. Ball fake now for Hahn. Hahn, 15-foot jumper from the left wing, no good. Crystal Fernandez pulls down the rebound. And as poorly as Amherst is shooting right now, at least they're not getting buried because Shelton's not shooting a whole lot better. With the dribble, Sydney Tobenheim. Tobenheim between the circles here for Katie Klingelhofer. Left wing stepping into an open jumper is Fernandez, and the shot won't fall. Again, I don't think the shots are bad. They're just not hitting them. Brannigan driving the lane, kicking it out. And we're going to have a block whistled on Amherst. And that'll be on Katie Klingelhofer. That'll be her 2nd, team's 2nd. In for the Broncos, Keena Leach and Mackenzie Bergstrom. Emin and Fernandez will come out. They lost track of Stacey Meyer. Meyer right up the middle, but her shot is off the money. Kind of a bunny, and Mackenzie Bergstrom pulls down the rebound. Bergstrom kicks it back out. Now left side for Leach. Leach thought about the three, gives it back to Fernandez. Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer throws on the baseline for Bergstrom. Bergstrom, they double-team her, but she's able to muscle it up and in, and Amherst is in double digits. They hit the shot. That makes it now 16-11 with 4:15 to go here in the second quarter. Now that the lid's off, maybe they can get that offense going again. Kick on the left side, Urbanek. Long jumper, no good. Tipped around on the ground. Getting it is Leach. And Leach tried to pass it out. It's going to be kicked away by Shelton, so Amherst will get the basketball. So we'll give Leach credit for a rebound there because she's the reason that they got the ball. Great hustle going on the ground to get the ball, trying to pass it out, and Shelton with the kick. Klingelhofer facing a little bit of pressure. She's able to get the ball to Fernandez. Fernandez dribbles around Brannigan. Fernandez pass off the hands of Stacey Meyer and out of bounds. And again, Amherst fortunate to maintain possession of the ball here. Rogge and Mariah Henninger checking in here for Shelton. And Christina Rogge will put a little pressure on the ball, and dribbling it is going to be Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer enters it down low. Bergstrom can't come up with it. It's tipped around. Sydney Tomenheim, great hustle to come up with it. She'll kick it out for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer hits the long two. She must have had just a toenail on the line, and Klingelhofer hits top of the key to make this a three-point ball game. In the lane with it is Emma Urbanek. She'll kick it off. They're trying to work it on the inside here. It goes inside, but nowhere to go here for Emma Urbanek. She'll dribble out, fire a long deuce, and she hits it. That was a well-covered shot, but Urbanek drains it, and she now has 8 points in the game. So just like that, the answer back on the baseline. Driving is Leach. Leach, the ball knocked loose, and tracking it down is going to be Fernandez. Fernandez dribbles into the zone. We'll kick it off on the right side here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim kicks left side Leach. Leach. Pass, I think, intended for someone else, but Bergstrom intercepts it. They'll get it off here for Fernandez. Fernandez, long jumper, no good, and rebounded by Stacey Meyer, her fifth of the game. 2:35 to go. Open on the right wing is Urbanek, and she'll stroke in a long two. Maggie Urbanek was just over there waiting for the ball. She ran the floor and got the shot in transition, and the pass is a little bit too high for Keena Leach, and that'll be another Amherst turnover. Her ninth. The ninth of the game, and a timeout here for head coach Nicky Eckhout. Timeout for the Broncos. It's 20-13. Shelton with the lead. We're back after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Well, Coach Eckhout just trying to settle her team down a little bit and maybe talking a little bit about taking a little bit better care of the ball. They got 9 turnovers here in the first half, and they had a stretch there where they got some pretty good looks. When they've worked the offense, they've gotten pretty good looks. They just have not shot the ball real well. They have not taken great care of the ball. They find themselves down 7, but that's not that bad against a quality team like Shelton. They're still in this one. They played good enough defense to still be in it. And there's going to be a kick. Keena Leach with a little kick as the bounce pass by Meyer. And Leach reacts to it and kicks it. And so Urbanek will inbound on the far sideline. They'll run the sideline inbounds play here. As Hammond did check in a little bit ago, Meyer will get the ball now right side for Urbanek. Urbanek well behind the three-point arc. She has the dribble. They'll give it top of the circle here from Ryan Henninger. On the right side, dribbling up. A little baseline jumper here by Meyer. No good. Another offensive rebound and a foul on Bergstrom. The offensive rebound here by Emma Urbanek. That is her fifth rebound of the game, and now she'll go to the line and shoot two with 2:04 to go before halftime. 20-13, Shelton with a 7-point lead here, and now Urbanek will try to add to it. Her free throw is good. She's got 9 points in the game. Second free throw on the way and good. So that'll push that lead back out to 9. This is their largest lead of the game. Fernandez gets it for Bergstrom at the elbow. She'll kick the ball right back out here for Toppenheim. Toppenheim, left side for Leach. Entry pass knocked away. That Shelton defense forces another turnover. Urbanek is going to try the left-handed layup. It is up and good. So points in transition after the turnover. And an 11-point lead here for the Lady Bulldogs. Hammond's going to kick into the corner. Open for the long jumper is going to be Toppenheim. It will not fall. And the rebound by Hammond. That is her fourth of the game. They'll give it off here for Fernandez. And Fernandez with a long two. They've hit some long two-pointers. I think they've had about 3 shots. If we bracked them up about 4 inches, they would have got 3 more points out of those. And we got a timeout for Shelton. Randy Schultz calls a timeout with a minute 12 to go here. It's 24-15, Amherst trailing Shelton. The Bulldogs will inbound, and we come back after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Laser Tech has been putting the surf back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Minute 12 to go here before halftime, and with the basketball is going to be Stacy Meyer, number 12. She'll kick on the right side here for Kaylin Brannigan. They'll give it off on the right wing for Urbanek. They cycle through as right now still man-to-man is going Amherst, at least on this possession. Urbanek on that right side has the pass knocked away by Sydney Toppenheim. Toppenheim an eyelash away from making the steal. She is out of bounds on that sideline, so Shelton will inbound. Brannigan gets it to the free throw line. Hahn looking over the top of Bergstrom, trying to find a cutter. She's outside the lane, so she's got plenty of time to look there. They give it for Urbanek. And again, they'll give it off on that right wing here for Meyer. Back around the perimeter we go. Brannigan being very patient here. They might even be looking for the last shot, and they'll kick it out here for Meyer. They're not in the traditional stand near midcourt looking for the shot, but they are being very patient. Entry pass knocked away by Bergstrom. Back into the hands of Meyer. Meyer has it stolen away. Hammond comes up with it. She's going to lead the break. She's going to lay it up. I don't know how there isn't a foul call there, but the loose ball is picked up by Urbanek. And here comes Shelton. Shelton, 9 seconds left. Bounce pass on the right side, Urbanek. Urbanek fading off for the long jumper. No good. Rebounded by Bergstrom. Bergstrom gets it out, and the clock's going to expire before they can get the half-court shot off. So we'll head to the locker room, and Shelton with a 24-15 lead over Amherst here at intermission of a very entertaining girls' game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Shelton head boys basketball coach Matt Walter. We'll talk with the coach right after this timeout.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
welcome back here to Amherst with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Again, here at halftime of the girls' game, it is 24-15. Shelton with the lead over Amherst. And here to talk to us about the boys' game is Shelton head coach Matt Walter. And Coach, appreciate the time you coming in. You guys are on a pretty good tear here. You guys looking pretty good at 10-2.
Yeah, not too bad. We've had a couple tough games. I don't think any of our games so far since the holiday tournament have been anything but tough. But just coming off of the Ravenna game, I'm sure you heard about that. So.
Yeah, and you guys had some pretty good momentum going in. They take the wind out of a lot of people's sails, especially when you have to face them. Talk a little bit about the things that you guys kind of like to do. What was kind of the style that helped you get winning 10 of your 12 games?
I think the thing that helps us most is just playing sound fundamental defense. And then, if we get a fast break out of that, fine. If we don't and we have to run half-court offense, we're fine with that too. So, we can do a little bit of everything. We play to what the game allows us to do.
And you've probably heard enough about Amherst, do a little scouting. And what sort of areas do you kind of feel you either have to counter with them or that you think you kind of maybe will be able to do against them tonight?
Well, this is a good Amherst team, way better than they were last year. And the thing that, we focused on is, man, can they shoot the three ball? And they hit the offensive glass really hard. So what we need to do is not necessarily push the ball, because if you listen to any, listen to the Pleasanton game, they're good at pushing the ball. They can run with it too. You get them in a half-court set, hopefully force a couple turnovers and a little bit fast break for us out of that, but make them play half-court basketball and just box out. Get out on the shooters, which is pretty much everybody. And for us, we just got to do what we always do, which is be patient on the offensive end, take good shots, get it inside, and hope we get fouled and get to the line.
Is the pace important to you, or you said you can kind of play any style that you feel comfortable with, but do you feel the need to kind of set a kind of a pace?
Our philosophy is, like I said before, we just kind of play to what teams allow us to do. If I feel like we can pick up the pace, then I'll tell the boys that. If I feel like we need to slow down and run our half-court offense, run it through a couple times, we'll do that too. And I think tonight it's going to be more of a just slow it down. Not saying that that's what's going to happen, but I would like to see us slow it down just a little bit.
Kids look at things and they see that Amherst comes in at 6-6. Are you worried that maybe they see that and go, they're 6-6, they're a classification smaller than us, this should be an easy deal?
I think as a coach you're always worried about that. You look at records, and records for a lot of kids mean a lot. We're coming in at 10-2, they're coming in at 6-6, but this is probably one of the best 6-6 teams you're going to see around here for sure. We focused yesterday during practice that this is probably one of our toughest games remainder on the schedule, if not the toughest game, minus what happens in the conference tournament. So our kids know that we got to come focused, especially after how we played against Ravenna, which, we thought we played pretty well against Ravenna. If we play with that intensity, I think we'll be doing well.
Talking with Shelton head coach Matt Walter, and in tonight's boys game, if there's one stat that you see as being key, what would that one stat be? What would be that one statistical area that you feel that you need to do pretty well at tonight?
Rebounding. I would say rebounding. Everything that I've heard about them and watched on them is that they can hit the offensive glass, and if you don't box them out, they're going to get second-chance opportunities, and that'll kill any team. And we've been prone to that in the past, and so we worked on it. We really only had one day to prepare for these guys, so we worked on it, and hopefully that comes out in our favor.
Okay, and the other burning question I have is, Baronis, you pick up Baronis right before the fantasy football finals against me. What in the world prompts you to pick up the Titans kicker? Come on.
Well,
I get beat by the Titans kicker, seriously?
I mean, honestly, it's just pure genius.
We know that isn't true. We know that isn't true.
Well, I came out on top, so that's all
that matters. Yeah. You had like 18 things go right. I only needed one, and I didn't get it. All right, I'm done. I'm bitter. I'm bitter, but I'm now done.
All right.
I've been able to... No, I'm not. I'm not done. Hey, Coach, appreciate the time.
Yep, thank you.
All right, and bad luck next year in fantasy football.
Yep.
All right, there you go. All right, once again, halftime score of our girls' game, 24-15. Amherst has some work to do. Shelton with a comfortable lead at halftime. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years, and they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Let's give you some of the halftime numbers for the Broncos. Leading the way for them is Jessica Fernandez. She has 6 points here at intermission, 4 points for Katie Klingelhofer, 3 points for Shelby Hemmen, and Mackenzie Bergstrom off the bench with 2 points. For Shelton, leading the way here is Emma Urbanek. Urbanek finished with 12 points here at intermission. Lindsey Hahn with 8, and Maggie Urbanek with 4. But Stacey Meyer, she's got 5 rebounds. Emma Urbanek, she's got 5. Lindsey Hahn has 3 for Amherst. Leading rebounding here in the first half is Shelby Hemmen, who has 4 rebounds here at intermission. So right now, Shelton is taking a little bit better care of the basketball. They've got 8 turnovers compared to 10 for Amherst. They've also pulled down about 5 more rebounds. And probably Amherst is shooting just a little bit better, but those two statistical areas in terms of turnovers and more rebounds, Shelton leads here at intermission, 24-15. We'll take one last break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this timeout.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to Amherst. 24-15, Shelton has the lead here at halftime, and both teams getting some last-minute instructions before they break their respective huddles. We remind you that you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And we'll see if both teams go with their starters here in the third quarter, as they did with the first. And for Amherst, that is Hemmen, Leach, Klingelhofer, Fernandez, and Fernandez, and Shelton, who will inbound the basketball to start the third quarter. And they're going with their starters as well. That's Meyer, Urbanek, Brannigan, Urbanek, and Hahn. With the dribble is Meyer. Meyer will give it on that left side. And again, Amherst going man-to-man here. They'll get off for Hahn, who will help kick it in the corner for Maggie Urbanek. Pass on the inside to Stacey Meyer. Meyer pass knocked away, and Shelton's able to track it down. Lindsey Hahn comes up with it. Still has her dribble. Gives it to Brannigan. Brannigan now on the right side gives it for Urbanek. They get it off to the free throw line. Meyer, turnaround jumper from 15 feet, is up and good. The first 2 points of the day here for Stacey Meyer. And so she'll push that lead back out to 11. Equal their largest lead of the game. Fernandez will dribble up to the free throw line. It is no good for Jessica. It's another one and done as Meyer comes out of there with the 6th rebound of the game for her, and she'll give it for Maggie Urbanek. Pass knocked loose. Hahn picks it up. Hahn from about 17 feet away. Jumper no good. Offensive rebound, and then the foul. Emma Urbanek pulled down the rebound, and now she'll go to the line after she was fouled by Shelby Hammond. That'll be the first on her. Hammond, relatively quiet first half. 3 points, four rebounds. This is her first foul. And Urbanek's free throw is good. So Emma Urbanek with 13 points in the game. Second free throw up and good. So now 28-15 here in early stages of the third quarter. A 4-0 run to start the quarter here for Shelton. Quick little jumper by Hammond from the free throw line. It's no good. And again, rebounded by Shelton. They'll kick it off right side for Urbanek. Urbanek hit a long two. She's got six in the game and give Brannigan both a rebound and an assist there as she dribbled up court and just kicked it into the right side. And right now, a 15-point lead. Hammond's going to drive, and they're going to say Hammond took an extra step. That'll be a turnover here on the Lady Broncos. This is turning into a quiet gym here as Amherst right now down by 15. They trail at 30-15. And it was a tie game for the first 5-6 minutes. Left side, Brannigan. Brannigan will kick it off into the corner here for Maddie Urbanek. And she'll give it up for Brannigan. Brannigan, long pass for Stacy Meyer. Meyer gets it in the corner. Thinking about the long jumper is Urbanek. She looks on the inside, has the dribble, and it is tied up. It is going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow pointing to Amherst. Nikki Eckhout claps her hands, applauds, and talks to the official as he trots by. I don't know what she said, but it made him smile anyway. And Amherst will bring it in the offensive zone. Klingelhofer enters it inside for Hammond, who will kick the ball back out for Fernandez. Fernandez on the baseline, jumper no good. Offensive rebound, muscled up and in by Shelby Hammond. She pulls down the rebound and hits that one off glass, and that's pretty much what the doctor ordered here for Amherst. They need to get something going, get something positive going. They've been held to 17 points so far here in the ballgame. Hahn, great bounce pass on the inside. Turnaround jumper by Meyer, no good. Rebound by Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez gives it for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer in the offensive zone gives it between the circles for Jessica Fernandez. Pass ill-advised and stolen away. Maggie Urbanek comes up with it. She brings it across the timeline and will give it off for Emma Urbanek. And Emma on the dribble. Kicks on the right wing here for Maggie Urbanek. Left side for Hahn. Hahn now dribbles top of the circle. Ball knocked loose by Hammond. And Hahn looking to pass it. Gets it for Stacy Meyer. And Meyer's picked up there defensively by Klingelhofer. Pass, dribbling up Brannigan, who kicks right wing for Urbanek. Jumper, no good. Another offensive rebound by Meyer. And Meyer passing the ball, or we're going to say it was a shot. They're going to say it was a shot. And she'll go line and shoot two. She was hit on the arm, and so I can't really tell if she was trying to pass or shoot, and the officials will give her credit for a shot. The foul whistled on Hammond, and now a timeout for the Broncos. They trail it 30-17 with 4:46 to go here in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Again, we are about midway through the third quarter. And Shelton, who led by 9 at halftime, has now pushed that lead out to 13. They lead it 30-17, and they're going to try to add to it here. Stacy Meyer will go to the line and shoot two. The free throw is up and good for Meyer. Again, another one of those statistics that favor Shelton. They have hit their first 5 free throws as a team. Free throw up and good. That now makes them 6 for 6 from the line. Little things like that add up, and they're up by 15 right now. Klingelhofer pass down to the baseline. Crystal Fernandez double-teamed. Will kick the ball back out. Jessica Fernandez Well, work it back around the perimeter. Great ball movement. The kick left side. Open jumper for Jessica Fernandez, and she'll score. That was a very good offensive set here for Amherst as they were able to move the ball around. Give it off her right side for Emma Urbanek. She'll step up, fire a three, and hit the three. Wow. So she's got 17 in the game. And on the dribble, they'll get it on the baseline, enter it inside for Hammond. Hammond, that's a tough shot. Doesn't draw any iron at all. And Meyer with her eighth rebound of the game. She's always in the right place at the right time, but the pass will go out of bounds. Stacy Meyer is 5'8", and she's got eight rebounds unofficially. And she gets down there. I mean, it's not like these long rebounds that she tracks down. So with the dribble is going to be Keena Leach. Leach gets it at the elbow for Hammond. Hammond, nice little step through, lays it up and in. That's a strong, that's using the whole frame there, leaning it up and in for Shelby Hammond. And we got a little kick. The steal was made by Klingelhofer. And they're going to call a kick there on the steal. And right now, Nikki Eckhout telling your team you need to put pressure on the ball. It is stolen away on the inbounds. Katie Klingelhofer stole it, saved it, and then it's tied up. But before the tie-up, Amherst got the timeout, I believe. One official got the timeout, and that will be Amherst basketball. Yep, Amherst basketball. They got the tie-up when the ball was not really secured, but Amherst did have control of it. So a quick timeout here for Amherst with 3:21 to go. Third quarter, a 14-point Shelton lead. We're back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Ed, welcome back here. Timeout for Amherst. They were able to hold on to possession of the basketball and must have got it in just before it was tied up. And then Amherst throws it on the inside. It's stolen away by Tracy Meyer. Meyer will bring it in the offensive zone. They leave her alone. She's going to step up for an open three. It's bouncing around and no good. And the rebound by Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez up to Klingelhofer. They're running the floor. Leach will enter it inside and off the hands of Stacy Hammond. It's taken away by Meyer. So that'll be another Amherst turnover. Kaylin Brannigan will throw it on the baseline for Urbanek. Urbanek, pretty good pressure being put on there by Hammond, so they'll kick it out for Hahn. Hahn, long jumper, no good. Crystal Fernandez comes up with a rebound, and Katie Klingelhofer will bring it in the offensive zone. Hammond, top of the circle. She'll step up, kick into the corner. Waiting for it was Fernandez. Fernandez drains the three. She wanted the ball, and she certainly showed why. She strokes in the three-pointer, and that'll cut the lead down to 11. Again, they don't need it all back this quarter. They just need to whittle away at it. Brannigan drives the lane, and we've got a little push on the drive. A couple of shots going to come up here for Kaylin Brannigan. See if she can keep up the hot shooting from the line here for Shelton. As a team, they have been perfect. The foul on Fernandez is her first. Third as a team against Amherst here in the second half. The free throw is short for Kaylin Brannigan. So that'll stop the stretch of six straight free throws as a team here for Shelton. Tracy Meyer hit a couple. Urbanek has hit four. And the free throw is on the way and good. Roggie is going to check in here for Brannigan. Strokes in the free throw. 2:11 to go, third quarter, 36-24. Shelton with the lead, Amherst with the basketball. As Klingelhofer, pass will give it to Hammond. Hammond well behind the three-point arc. She's between the circles, has the dribble. Will lob it to Fernandez. Fernandez pass on the inside, turned over. Another Amherst turnover. And again, I didn't really see a white jersey anywhere near where Tracy Meyer picked up the basketball. Right side, Urbanek. Gives it top of the circle for Rogge. Entry pass on the inside. Ball on the ground. Went through the legs of one of the Broncos and out of bounds. Shelton will send back into battle Sydney Tomatheim and Ashley Kreitz. With a minute 41 to go here, third quarter. Entry pass left side for Shelton, and they'll hit the open jumper. That's Mariah Henninger. Henninger on the inbounds. Shoots it just inside the three-point arc on the left side. Entry pass, again, another turnover on Amherst. They're 15th of the game, and they try to get the ball back, but it's off the hands of Katie Klingelhofer and out of bounds. And Nikki Eckhout telling the girls to come up here and put some pressure on. Henninger's to inbound it, and she's able to toss it in for Tracy Meyer. Meyer in the offensive zone, bounce pass, and that's going to result in a layup on the left side. Yeah, she got it over for Maggie Urbanek. So they broke the press and just a little bounce pass right down the middle. Klingelhofer picks up the dribble. Fernandez has it, and it's going to be through the hands of Stacey Tobenheim and out of bounds. Well, sometimes you get the bear, and sometimes the bear gets you, and right now the bear is getting Amherst. They have done this to a lot of teams in the last couple of years, and now it's kind of being done to them, and that Shelton is kind of forcing Amherst to not handle the basketball very well. Meyer, long pass up ahead, going to Urbanek. Urbanek's going to try the left-handed layup. It is off the glass and no good. She'll head to the line, and she drew a little bit of contact there. She's got 8 points in the game, and she'll have a couple of free throws coming up here with 55.8 to go. Ashley Kreitz whistled for the foul, and again, Shelton running the floor very well. And Urbanek at the line for two shots. The first one, back the iron and no good. For Amherst, Crystal Fernandez is going to come back in. Jessica will come out. Crystal will take the low block, and now we'll hand the basketball over to Maggie Urbanek. She'll have one more free throw here. It is on the way and perfect. 18-point Shelton lead. And across the timeline, Colby Klingelhofer for Amherst has the dribble. She'll get the ball off here for Crystal Fernandez. Fernandez gives it left side. Kreitz, little running jumper, no good. Offensive rebound underneath. Shot up, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Brannigan. Brannigan gets it up ahead. That'll be a layup by Maggie Urbanek in transition. And that'll make it a 20-point ball game, 44-24, 28 seconds to go. With it, Colby Klingelhofer. She'll kick it off right side for Sydney Tobenheim into the hands of Kreitz. Kreitz will kick it out. Fernandez jumper no good. Rebound by Tobenheim, and her shot is blocked so effectively that is going to be a held ball. I think it was Maggie Urbanek with the block. In any event, it will be Shelton Ball, and Urbanek will be the one tossing it in here. For Kaylin Brannigan, 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Klingelhofer dribbles on the left side for Brannigan. Bounce pass for Urbanek. Urbanek gives it back. They try to lob it inside. It's going to be off the fingertips of the Bulldogs and out of bounds. So that'll be a turnover on them. And unofficially, I have that as only the ninth against Shelton. I don't think that's completely accurate, but they have turned it over a whole lot less than what Amherst has. Long pass up ahead. And the buzzer will sound well before they can get a shot off. We got three quarters in the book, and Amherst got some work to do and not much time to do it. It's 44-24. Shelton with lead. We're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Shelton with 20 points in the quarter, and they got the offense kind of in high gear that third quarter, and they lead it 44-24 over Amherst here. Amherst will have possession of the basketball first to start the fourth quarter. Katie Klinghoffer will get it at the free throw line for Shelby Hemmen, and Hemmen hits the shot. She's got 9 in the ball game. Now cut the lead back down to 18. Do have a halftime score for you on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Kearney Catholic right now leads Grand Island Central Catholic 20-10 in girls basketball. Here, Hahn will kick it off on the left side for Urbanic. And entry pass inside for Meyer. Meyer will kick it out. Little ball fake here for Hahn. Hahn then is picked up very well there by Crystal Fernandez. Long pass and stolen away by Jessica. Jessica Fernandez, pass on the inside. Saved by Shelton, and they're going to tie it up. Loose ball on the inside. And with 7:14 to go, held ball. It belongs to Shelton. Dribbling is going to be Tracy Meyer. Meyer will just toss it top of the key for Brannigan. Brannigan, nice extra pass on the inside. Shot no good for Hahn. Loose ball is picked up by Klinghoffer. Klinghoffer pass off the money, and that'll be another Amherst turnover. Again, Amherst kind of in a pickle here. They got to play fast. They got to play reckless. They've got to really attack, score a lot of points, and do it pretty quickly. And they've had trouble turning the ball over, and that just does not make for a good combination. A little dump for Hahn in underneath. Her shot won't fall. Jessica Fernandez with the rebound here for Amherst. They'll give it to Hemmen on the baseline. Hemmen, good look at the basket, will not fall. And Tracy Meyer pulls down her 9th rebound of the game. And we got over 6.5 minutes to go here. Brannigan helps working on the baseline, and again, Shelton being very patient. Maggie Urbanic gives it up. They dare Hahn to shoot the three. She does. It's off the money. Crystal Fernandez pulls down the rebound, and she'll give it for Katie Klinghoffer. Klinghoffer pass tip, but picked up by Leach. Leach gives it off on the left side. Now driving here is Fernandez, as right now Shelton going with a little zone here, and they shoot over the top of it. Last touch by Hemmen on the miss and out of bounds. A team rebound here for Shelton. Checking in for the Broncos going to be Sydney Taubenheim, and Katie Klinghoffer is going to come out. Urbanic to toss it in, and great pass to get it to Meyer. Meyer in the offensive zone, picked up there by Hemmen. And Meyer will kick in the left side for Maggie Urbanic. Left side for Hahn, top of the circle here for Urbanic. And again, Emma Urbanic. Get it in the lane here for Tracy Meyer. And Meyer, somebody was in the lane a little bit too long. I'm not sure it was Meyer, but there was plenty of people on the inside there. So that'll be a 3-second violation. So here comes Amherst after the Shelton turnover. And again, Hemmen in the lane. Hemmen with a little spin. And we're going to have a foul whistled on Emma Urbanic. Urbanic was going, hey, I just went straight up with it, but she was kind of moving in, and that's clearly a foul that sends Shelby Hemmen to the line. And we got timeout here for Shelton. 5:33 to go here, fourth quarter. It's 44-26. Shelton with the lead. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Shelby Hemmen at the free throw line. The senior's first free throw is on the way and no good. She's got 9 points here in the ball game. Now make it 10 as she hits the free throw here. And it's 44-27. 5.5 minutes to go. And a little bit of pressure put on the ball. Knocked out of bounds by Keena Leach, but she was the last to touch it. And so Shelton no longer running the baseline. They'll have to inbound it. And with it is Urbanek. Urbanek bounce pass for Meyer. And Tracy Meyer with a little bit of pressure brings it up against Sydney Taubenheim. And now Meyer has it in the offensive zone. She'll kick it off on the right side for Emma Urbanek. Back inside for Meyer. Meyer's going to muscle it back up, and she's fouled. A couple of shots coming up here after the foul whistled on Crystal Fernandez, her second. And now Meyer will go line and shoot two. She's a perfect 2 for 2 from the line. Has 4 points in the game, and she has, I got 9 rebounds. Her free throw was up and good. Again, Tracy Meyer, 5'8", and she has really done a great job of rebounding and playing defense on the inside. Leach gives it top of the circle here for Hammond. She'll kick into the corner for Fernandez. Nice entry pass in for Crystal Fernandez, and Crystal Fernandez hits the shot on the right wing, and she's hit on the arm. So an and-one opportunity here for Crystal Fernandez. She hit it high off the glass. And that'll cut the lead down to 17. It's 46-27. Checking in, Mariah Henninger. And Fernandez, after the foul whistle on Hahn, just her first. She'll go to the line, and we'll try to finish the three-point play. Cannot. Hammond fighting for the rebound. Gets it. Shoots it off glass. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Urbanek. So Hammond, another opportunity, and just won't fall for him. Ball pass on the inside. It's knocked loose. Somehow Shelton comes up with it. They lay it up and in. There were 3 white jerseys there. It just rolled away. They're going to say it was a walk. They're going to say it was a walk before the shot. So Urbanek came up with it. And I was about to say, that's just the way night's been going here for Amherst, where, you know, it looked like they made a good defensive play in the game of a bucket, but they wave it off because of the walk. So that'll be a turnover here on Shelton. On the baseline, Hammond muscles up, shot no good, gets her own rebound. That shot won't fall, but she will head to the line as she was fouled. 7 rebounds for Shelby Hammond in the game. She's got 10 points with 4:46 to go here. It's a 17-point game. 46-29. Hammond at the free throw line, hits the free throw. So that'll make her now 3 out of 5 from the line so far tonight. Second free throw rolling around and good. Thursday night, the Broncos will play host to the Buffaloes from Gibbon, and we'll have coverage of that game for you as well right here on ESPN 1460. So starting to know the drive to Amherst here pretty well. Meyer with the dribble and picked up defensively by Leach. Now kick on the left wing here for Rogge. Rogge will enter to the elbow for Urbanek. Urbanek will kick into the corner. And again, being very patient, Maggie Urbanek has her pass knocked away by Sydney Taubenheim. It's out of bounds, and Mackenzie Bergstrom will come in here. And we got timeout, Shelton. 4:13 to go here. Fourth quarter, 46-31. Shelton with the lead and the ball. We come back in 30 seconds.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And we're back here in Amherst, where a nice little run by Shelton in that second quarter and then expanded into the third quarter. And they built a pretty good-sized lead, and they're holding on here. They lead at 46-31 with 4:13 to go. And, again, it was tight midway through the first quarter. And then Shelton has really opened things up. On the inbounds, Christina Rogge has it on the baseline. Jumper no good. Long rebound as Klingelhofer tracks it down in the corner. And it's actually knocked off of her foot and out of bounds. The officials talk about it, and it will be Shelton ball. Maggie Urbanek will inbound it at the end of the bench, about 4 feet away from Randy Schultz, head coach at Shelton. Bounce pass, right side Urbanek. She's looking on the inside. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Urbanek has it. Holds her dribble. Pass in the lane. Maggie Urbanek has to dribble out. She'll kick it out. And dribbling here is Roggy. Roggy back around the perimeter on the baseline is Tracy Meyer. Meyer picked up there defensively by Fernandez. And she'll just give the ball back out here for Urbanek. Urbanek a little running bunny hook in the lane. No good. Meyer with the rebound. And Meyer with the bucket. Her 10th rebound of the game unofficially. And she's got 2, 4, 6, 8 points. All those points coming in the second half. Entry pass inside for Hemmen. It is too strong. Gets her own rebound. She'll shoot it off glass. That one won't fall. And rebounded by Urbanek. Shooting percentages tonight has just got to be terrible here for Amherst. The statistic sheet not going to look good for them. Meyer, baseline jumper up and good. So she hits the shot. And that'll give Tracy Meyer a double-double. She's got 10 points and 10 rebounds. Klingelhofer in the lane. Will kick it back out. Entry pass inside for Hemmen. Great ball fake there for Hemmen. Shot won't fall. Again, the shot will not go. She had two looks at it, and then it's pulled down there. And Stacey Hemmen is doing everything right. That was a great rebound. It was a great post move before that. She just can't get the ball to fall. They did call a held ball, so it will be inbounded here by Amherst. They will get it to Klingelhofer. She'll shoot a quick jumper. It is up and no good. .242 to go as the ball goes out of bounds. It does belong to Shelton. Shelton with a 19-point lead, 50-31, 2:38 to go. Meyer picks up her dribble between the circles. Kaylin Brannigan's got it. Brannigan will dribble up against Klingelhofer. She'll take it all the way down to the baseline to Maggie Urbanek. And Maggie is well covered there by Ariana Hadwiger, who came in just a little bit ago. Left side, Meyer. Meyer will jump pass to Urbanek in the corner. Nice entry pass down low. Stepping up is Lindsey Hahn. Her first points since the first quarter. She now has 10 in the game. Ball pass inside for Hemmen. Hemmen, good power dribble. Goes up strong with it. And she'll hit the bucket. 52-33. 19-point game here. Less than 2 minutes to go. Boys game coming up 20 minutes after the end of the girls. Brannigan will work it back around the perimeter. Hahn looking top of the key. Kicks in the corner. That's Meyer. And a three-pointer for Tracy Meyer. She's got 13 in the game. All of those coming here in the second half. Klingelhofer on the far sideline. Skips it into the corner for Keena Leach. And Leach a little extra step. That'll be another turnover. And Hemmen coming out of the game with a minute 29 to go. Coming in for her is Courtney Martinson. So Hemmen's night probably done here in a 22-point ball game with a minute 29 to go. Samantha Dinnerman going to check in here. Next stoppage of play, Tracy Meyer in the offensive zone. And a pass on the right wing here for Maggie Urbanek. Urbanek looking, gets the ball to Emma. Emma's going to drive, shot no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Ashley Kreitz. Kreitz snags the bound. Pass up ahead here for Colby Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer on the baseline. Gets it for Ashley Kreitz. And Kreitz pass off the hands of Courtney Martinson and out of bounds. We're going to have a line change here for Shelton. And as we mentioned, Dinnerman going to check in here for Amherst. Shelton coming in is Amber Harvey for the final minute. And she'll toss the ball in here to Mariah Henninger in just a moment. On the inside, Jessica Koenig starting to post up. She came in a second ago. And Abby Plehall also. And we got a little carry whistle against the Shelton point guard, Henninger. So Amherst will get possession of the ball here. Down by 22. Shelton going to pick up the win here. Stop their one-game losing streak. They lost to Ravenna. At the free throw line, a little drive now by Courtney Martinson. And Martinson hits a nice little shot in the lane. Now cut the lead down to 20. Dribbling is Plyhall. Lee Hall will give it off here for Ashley Padgett, and the pass on the inside just as they're passing it. And we got a timeout here by Shelton. With 27.1 to go as they were entering it in. Timeout by the coach. We'll take it with them. 20-point lead for Shelton. Back with the final 27 seconds right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here. Angel Gear Lux is going to inbound the ball. It's tipped around, picked up here by Colby Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer will enter it inside for Courtney Martinson. Martinson is being double-teamed. Ball is knocked loose. Lear Lux is able to pick it up, and it's going to be a held ball with 8.1 to go here. And the possession arrow is pointing to Shelton. Shelton will have the basketball for the final 8.1. Lear Lux will inbound, get the ball to Amber Harvey. Harvey tries to enter it down low. It is thrown away by Shelton with 3.3 to go. And Amherst will toss it in here. They'll pick it up and start the clock. They're going to let it roll all the way to midcourt. With it is Colby Klingelhofer. She'll put up the half-court shot at the buzzer, and that is your final score. It's Shelton with a 55-35 win over Amherst. So Shelton with a 20-point win over Amherst, and that means that Amherst, who was on a pretty good winning streak, they now fall to 8-4 on the year. Shelton is 13-1. They lost against Ravenna by 5 the other night, but they're right back where they kind of left off with a 20-point win over Amherst. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the MISCO Sports Postgame Report right after this timeout.
The Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, helping you with your financial future, is what they do. Cornerstone Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all area of banking. See the Cornerstone Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, your primary source for financial services, providing unmatched customer service. Member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over central Nebraska. They are a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
And welcome back here to the MISCO Sports Post Game Report. Remember, this is the last week to come to the Kearney location in the downtown Kearney Center, as they'll be closing their doors on Friday. But still have time. Great selection of items that they're clearing out of their Kearney location. Get your game on now, located in the downtown Kearney Center. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check things out here for Shelton in terms of their scoring, and they had four players in double figures here this afternoon, as leading the way for them was Emma Urbanic. She finished with 17 points and 7 rebounds. Tracy Meyer, 13 points and 10 rebounds, 11 points, 3 rebounds for Maggie Urbanic, 10 points and 3 rebounds for Lindsey Hahn, 1 point, 3 rebounds for Kaylin Brannigan, 2 points, a rebound for Mariah Henninger, and Shelton, who led at halftime 24-15, go on to win this one by a final of 55-35. for the Lady Broncos. They had a couple players in double digits. Shelby Hammond finished with 14 points and 9 rebounds, 11 points and 4 rebounds for Jessica Fernandez, 4 points and a rebound for Katie Klingelhofer, 2 points, 2 rebounds for Crystal Fernandez, 2 points, 1 rebound for Mackenzie Bergstrom. A couple of points here for Courtney Martinson late in the game, and a rebound for Sydney Tomenheim, a rebound for Keena Leach, couple of rebounds for Ashley Kreitz and Amherst. They struggled here offensively, did not shoot the ball exceptionally well. They also were out-rebounded by 10 for Shelton. Unofficially at Amherst with 21 rebounds and Shelton with 31 rebounds as a team. Also turnovers, that was the advantage of Shelton. Shelton unofficially turned it over 12 times compared to 20 for Amherst. So there's 8 possessions, factor in the extra rebounds, factor in the poor shooting for Amherst, and they fall here by a final of 55-35. Amherst is now 8-4 on the season. On Thursday, they'll play host to Gibbon, and that game is our next broadcast here on ESPN 1460. We'll have that game for you on Thursday night, as well as the Lady Broncos will be taking on the Buffs, and we'll have the girl-boy doubleheader for you Thursday night right here on ESPN. Once again, our final in girls basketball, 55-35, Shelton with the win over Amherst. And